Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. We've got Dave and Stacy on duty looking at all the latest information on Tropical Storm Eta. So here is your latest briefing for 8 a.m. Eastern. 65 miles an hour west at 13 miles an hour. That's the movement of the storm. Location still about 50 miles west northwest of Dry Tortugas. Landfall last night at 11 p.m. in the Middle Keys. So let's look at the latest information. Starting off with the radar, a couple things to notice here. One, the center's over here. So we have the center moving, as we've indicated, moving to the west at 13 miles an hour. And as it does, look at these rain bands. And this is rain falling over the same areas over and over that already got significant rain yesterday and overnight. So just a flooding problem in a lot of these areas, and these rain bands are gonna continue. Now, each individual storm, you know, you look at this radar, it's moving fairly quickly. However, it only can move out of this area as fast as the storm is moving. So you're seeing it slowly push off to the west, but it's going to take some time. We have been looking at some of the rainfall totals just to make it very clear how we can't take much more rain. If you look at any one of these areas, Broward County, you start looking at portions of Miami-Dade, some of these areas over 10 inches, 12 inches, and we're getting some reports of approaching 15 inches of rain, which was what we were talking about yesterday as a potential. Let's look at the latest track. The information that we have, slow movement, but moving to the southwest with time. Now, this is Tuesday. Not much movement on Tuesday. So you see how close those dots are together, not moving very fast. So by Wednesday, early morning Wednesday, late Tuesday into Wednesday, you start feeling that pull to the north. And as soon as we start seeing that, we'll see the system. Now, it could become a hurricane. Now, we don't have a whole lot of shear out there, slow movement, so you could see hurricane strength, but with time, moving back towards the north. So we have to pay attention to this for most of the week. Anywhere the Florida Panhandle, back to the west coast of Florida, got to pay attention, because by Friday early morning, and this is Saturday early morning, could be approaching the coast once again with storm surge, with rain, and also looking at those winds. Speaking of storm surge, there still could be some lingering water associated with Eta through the Keys, 1 to 2 foot values here. Looking at southwest Florida, 1 to 2 foot, and even still south of Golden Beach, some of these areas could still see 1 to 2 foot. And why that matters is it's not just a surge causing some flooding, but it makes it tough for some of that rain to actually drain. So that becomes a problem. It backs up that water into the streets, into some homes. So it's just something to really watch out for. Travel's still very dangerous. Rainfall wise, we still have that additional radar. We looked at it on the radar, additional rain per that radar. So if you start getting 12 to 15 inches of rain, you just can't handle much more. So that's why a large portion of the southeast coast and all the way to the south through the Keys and also the southwest coast of Florida here, any one of these areas, a little more rain could cause the potential for some flash flooding in any one of these areas, with the greatest risk right there on the east coast of Florida. So that's the latest information we have from here at the National Hurricane Center on Tropical Storm Eta.